grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It looks like we are locked into a string of very chilly days and cold sub-freezing nights. Today, high temperature will only make it up to about, well, the low 40s. But that northwesterly breeze at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting higher, will make it seem colder. Tonight, I think the winds come down a bit, but the overnight low temperature falls below freezing. We'll end up around 28 by morning. Saturday's high temperature in the mid to upper 40s, but lots of sunshine. Low Saturday night, 24. And Sunday will tease 50 degrees with more sunshine. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. ASU and MPS are partnering with Alabama Department of Public Health to provide vaccinations for kids 5 to 11. The vaccinations are today and Friday, the 28th of January. Vaccinations will start at 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. at the Lockhart Gymnasium located on the ASU campus. MPD is conducting a homicide investigation. This morning around 1 a.m., MPD and fire medics found 26-year-old Keith Mushad of Montgomery in the 4100 block of Carmichael Road with a fatal gunshot wound. If you have any information on this shooting, call MPD at 625-2831. Authorities in Wetumpka are looking for suspects in a fatal shooting that happened at 11 last night in the parking lot of the Wetumpka Walmart. Police found 42-year-old Centel Winston shot and killed in his vehicle. If you have any information that could help authorities, call the Wetumpka Police Department at 567-5321. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Cooley said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Cooley said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right? No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly.
Call David Ernest today.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. We are starting our final hour of this show, and we have a busy man on the line with us, Todd Stacey, on the line. Hi, Todd.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. Well, we're going to cut to the chase. I invited you here today to talk about State House, all things related to what's going on over there, because you are in your role with Alabama Daily News and Capital Journal. You are the man in the thick of things. We are in the session within the session. That right now is taking center stage. Tell us a little bit about that process. And then when they have hit the brakes on regular session, although a couple of things started getting out. Tell us where you see that picking back up when they leave off this the special.
That's right. So, regular session started last Tuesday, but almost immediately the governor called a special session, and that is to deal with this American Rescue Plan Act funding. Everybody knew it was coming, and the reason she wanted to call a special is that means that they can only debate and pass bills that she puts in the call, right? And I mean, if you wanted to pass another bill, you could have a 3/5 majority, but generally it focuses everybody's attention on the issues at hand. In this case, some $772 million in federal money that the state has to allocate now. And the reason they do that is, if it was just the regular session and this financial package came along, some lawmaker could, use another issue, an unrelated issue, to maybe exact some pet projects for himself or something like that, or hold it hostage, with other legislation. So what this does is it avoids entanglements from other issues to affect this money. And everybody's pretty much on board with that. They want to get it done, get it allocated. It passed through the House and Senate committees, this plan to spend the money, and it was unanimous. Republicans and Democrats both are just fine with the plan that's been put forth. So I expect it to actually go pretty smoothly, but I expect regular session to start back up on February 1st.
Okay. Now, there were some outside interest groups, some of the more progressive groups, for lack of a better way to describe them, that did have some priorities that they wanted addressed. Was the money changed around at all, given that feedback from during the hearings?
Well, and yeah, there are some the state needs that aren't really in this plan. One was mental health. We have some capital projects, some renovations that are needed on the mental health side. That's not in this bill. But what they're talking about, and probably some other projects too, from some other groups. But you have to remember that this is only the first round of ARPA funding. There's a second round coming later in the year. It'll be either May or June. The state will get another $1 billion from the federal government to put toward whatever they want. And so, if you didn't make it into the bill this time around, you have another chance. And if the people are already starting to think about that, lining up. So, it's just kind of crazy to think about all the billions of dollars the state of Alabama has received from the federal government. Between CARES Act under Trump and now American Rescue Plan Act under Biden, it's just a massive amount of money. And, people love to spend the money as if it's free, but you got to remember this is taxpayer money, and the bill comes due eventually.
Right. Okay. I know you've only got one more minute with us. There's been a lot of talk about a handful of bills that have the support of leadership in the party. We're going to have John Wall on here in just a couple of minutes. That are looking to go through. There's talk about a Common Core bill, constitutional carry bill, the divisive language bill. Are you thinking these three plus more are going to pass? What do you think is going to happen there?
I think they'll probably pass something on constitutional carry. There are a couple of different proposals that it's kind of a matter of degrees. But I just think ever since they last year enacted the database for law enforcement, basically allowing law enforcement in a traffic stop or in a domestic situation to immediately know whether the person is allowed to carry a weapon. I think that really took care of a lot of concerns lawmakers had about permitless carry. And so if there was a year, I mean, they've been trying for 6 or 7 years. I think they might get there this year. Critical race theory, yeah. I mean, it's on the House Republicans' agenda. I don't know exactly what that legislation is going to look like. It is sort of a difficult issue to legislate and put in the code because, you know, the State Board of Education has already outlawed it. You know, the state superintendent says this isn't taught in public schools, but they want to put it in the code. And so how exactly they do that, I don't know. It's an election year. You got to remember, we're in election year. All these
praise God for it being an election year. None of these things would be up. They'd be
political junkies. They're all up for re-election. They're all the legislature. And so they want those red meat issues. They want to be able to go back home and tell their voters that they're, you know, they're conservative based. So, I expect to see some of those. But it's still the legislature. It's still the regular session. You know, the big deals are budgets. You know, how much money we're going to spend on education and other state services. And that's what eventually dominates the conversation.
All right. Well, tell our listeners where they can get your daily emails and where else they can find you, Mr. Alabama Public Television, Mr. Capital Journal.
It's really easy. It's just aldailynews.com, and you can sign up right there for free for the daily email. And yes, Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. We're actually putting together a show right now. It's on tonight, 7:30 on APT. And of course, we have nightly coverage at 10:30 during the legislative session.
Who are your guests going to be with your new episode?
So tonight we have Fitzgerald Washington. He's the Secretary of Labor, talking about unemployment. It came out today, and also shoring up the unemployment trust fund so that businesses don't get taxed. We've also got a panel discussion just about what happened here in the session between me, Randy Scott, and Karen Goldsmith. So I'm really excited about that. And also Bobby Singleton, he's the Senate Minority Leader, and he's got some interesting perspective on these ARPA funds and the prison construction plan. So a full lineup.
Mm, that is a whole lineup. Okay, I'm going to have to look out and see what Bobby Singleton says. That's a good get. All right. Well, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to give us a call. I know you have a very, very busy day, and we appreciate it.
Thanks, Marie.
All right, you take care. That was Todd Stacey from Alabama Daily News and Capital Journal. He is always a great go-to in terms of what's going on at the State House because he is just always right there in the thick of things. And he knows those involved. He's got relationships with the members. And he is straight down the middle. I mean, I could not think of a better person to take over Capital Journal. Joey Clark.
Yes.
Let's hit a quick break. And when we come back, we will chat. 272-9228. This is, in fact, a quick break. So if you have you want to weigh in on anything we've talked about, 272-9228. We will be back in a moment.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle.
That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor and seamless gutter professionals. Did you know installing a gutter system will help protect your home's foundation, siding, and brick by diverting water away from your house? At River Region Contracting, we won't upsell you with an expensive product that you don't need. To learn more about the benefits of a gutter system or a free in-home consultation, call us today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635, or like us on Facebook.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Afternoon. A little after 2. My eyes deceive me. Let me see if my ears are going to deceive me too about this call holding. I'm sorry. Hold on. Who do I have on the line?
How you doing, daughter?
The voice. Where have you been? I thought you broke up with me and didn't tell me. That's happened more than once in my life.
No, say it, ain't so. This yesterday, your show, and today, it's been weighing on me, and it's something that we need to make sure that the victims know that you got to tell somebody. No matter if you don't think your brother believe you, you don't think your mother, you still need to tell them, and tell them as soon. Don't wait. And I'll be honest, it happened to me when I was around 7 years old. And I didn't tell nobody. I didn't tell my mom and daddy until this past year. And yeah, and I probably shouldn't have put that on my mom and them so late in life. But the thing about it was, after it happened, when I was 13, I couldn't do nothing about it. And it weighed on me. But another cousin seen it, a closer cousin, and they tried to name me Plunger because it happened in the bathroom. And I lived close to him. So it leaves me. I got him back. I tabbed his bicycle. I'd cut it, do something to his tire, bend his fork, bend his little thing on his rim, spoke. But I never could, do nothing to the one who done it to me. And when I was 13, my mom and daddy moved him into the house with us. And because they didn't know, I kept it to myself. But that day was the happiest day of my life because I got closer to back to him, and I could do something to him about it. And I used to scratch his truck and do all kinds of stuff that he never knew. And, I mean, even up to adult age, I cut his tire in a grocery store parking lot.
Well, goodness gracious, Randall. Well, first off, I hate that you had to go through any type of abuse. Abuse is horrific. And those of us who are abuse survivors, especially when things happen as children, I think it changes you in a way that that can never be understood by the overwhelming amount of people who never experienced anything like it. And I'll say that that one of the most what got me, and as I said yesterday when I came on the show, I was really just feeling something. And what got me was that people don't realize what crimes against children, horrific, horrific crimes against children, what they do to their lives. You are changing the trajectory of someone's life when you harm them in this way. You are now there. There are ways for kids and for people to recover and to get back in control and to learn to live full and normal lives. But to take an instance as horrific as this and to make it a political attack that is so unseemly, it implicates a brother in their father's sins, and it to me, God, Randall, I'm telling you, if I could have spit nails or fire yesterday, I would have. It took all I had to keep it between the rails.
And I still hadn't cried. I've cried over a million things, but this is one thing I can't. I got so much anger that I still haven't went through that emotion yet with this. And I just want to be out there. If it happens to you, tell somebody. I don't know if I did the right thing telling my mom and daddy so late. You know what I mean? Now that weighs on me more than anything. So you need to tell as soon as it happens. If you're listening, kids, if it happens, tell. Don't worry about if they're going to believe you or not. And if they don't believe you,
tell someone else.
Just tell. That's all I can say. Just tell.
All right.
Again, that's why people don't. I guess they're afraid nobody's going to believe them, and it becomes a hard thing. And it does. You see it happen a lot. They don't. I mean, it happens a lot. People don't believe people. And I don't know. I love you, girl. And no, I ain't broke up with you. It's just I need to work on myself. And I can't study and do everything. I don't want to be a half-ass caller that. It just calls up and don't, you know what I mean, don't know but a little bit about
all right.
About nothing.
All right, girl. Randall. Well, I appreciate you and I'm praying for you. And if you have not looked up cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, it's essentially what most people who go through therapy learn. I learned it. I actually learned it from three different therapists over the course of my lifetime. CBT is phenomenal for teaching your brain to reprocess things that maybe never got the opportunity to process, to process the way we see fear and the things that scare us, to process anxiety. And I highly encourage even those people who aren't looking for going to a therapist or going to look and see somebody to look up cognitive behavioral therapy. There's literally a book called CBT for Dummies, not calling you a dummy, but I worked through that workbook, and I highly encourage people to take the time to work on themselves. And this is a very easy way to train your brain to process some of the things you need to process.
All right, girl. Thank you.
You got it.
Just tell people. Just tell.
You got it. All right. That was our good friend Randall. Been a while. Before we get back into to other goings on around the state, while we still, I just pulled up the AL.com and Alabama tops 45% COVID positivity rate among highest in the nation. We're peaking with that Omicron. I knew we were, though, Joey. Do you know how many people I know personally with Omicron or that have had Omicron in the last 3 weeks?
Sure.
Do you know how many I know that have gotten actually very sick?
Not many, if any.
Yeah. Yeah. I know one person sick from COVID right now. We don't think they have Omicron. We think they have Delta.
Right.
But I know a lot of people who had the Omicron. And you know what it was? It was a cold. It was a cold that made them very tired. You guys take care of yourselves. Do the right things. Wash your hands. I'm going to tell you that. That has nothing related to COVID, by the way. The fact that we had to 2.5 years ago teach people to wash their hands, that frightens me. Joey, do you remember all the advertisements telling people how to wash their hands? How did we get to 2020 and nobody knew how to wash their dang hands? This isn't complicated. Wash your hands. Cough into your elbows. Take care of yourselves.
I still haven't learned. I'm disgusting.
Oh, my gosh. Can I take a moment to tell you? I was...
No, you don't.
Oh, I can't.
No, go ahead.
I was in my bathroom. I'm sorting to the cupboard. I've got this scar cream I'm putting on the baby's mouth because he had that stitch and I don't want him to get scarred. And it had been mistakenly put away. So anyway, I'm rummaging through Neosporin and this, that, and the other. And I turn around. Now, there are going to be listeners who find this hysterical. And then there are listeners who are going to slap their face and maybe turn the dial. But I'm going to tell you anyway, my son was peeing standing up.
Nice.
He'd never done that before in his life. I have never been so proud of such a completely ordinary task except for walking as I was the moment I turned back around and the baby was going potty like a big boy. I had a moment. I did. I'm going to just look at your little white tush. That's what we call it. We call it the nakey tush. Cover that nakey tush up. I'm so proud. So that's one of those things in life where I crack myself up in that I was balls to the wall all day yesterday. I was spitting fire, taking down bad guys, doing all the things, and then all of a sudden, back to mama. Those kids got home and I was back to mama mode. And I was like, oh, it's the little things. It's the little things in life. And if as a parent, you don't appreciate the little things, you're not going to appreciate anything. Because those little moments right there, they hit you. They hit you hard. Oh, I'm laughing so hard, I'm going to cry. Before we get to our next caller and our next guest, the Mortgage Corporation of the South, the Mortgage and Loan Center, serving people in Alabama. Edge to edge, guys. It's not just for the River Region, our listening area. No, if you are anywhere in the state of Alabama, I know I got some Huntsville listeners. I get messages. I know I got some Birmingham listeners. Y'all don't even know. John Williams can help you no matter where you are around the state. Whether you're looking to get into a new home, like myself, you're looking to move maybe, sell the current house you're in, get into a new house closer to your office. If you are looking to refinance, get a lower interest rate, maybe lower those payments, looking to get into a VA home program, John Williams and the A team over at Mortgage Corporation of the South can help you out. They also do those equity loans, automobile, land, home. If you owe less than something is worth, you have equity in it, they can help you tap into that equity for renovations, repairs, vacation, whatever it is you need. John Williams and his team help those who cannot get help from big banks. Their NMLS ID is 232876, or an equal housing lender, good friends and good supporters of this show. Joey Clark, you weren't even prepared for me to say, to talk about my morning adventure afternoon adventure yesterday, being the fact that my three-year-old suddenly is peeing standing up.
No, it's got to happen sometimes. You're going to have to clean the bathroom a lot more, though.
I didn't see it coming. Dang it. Both boys now, they're big boys.
By the way, I have to say the arguments and discussion between you and Jeff Poore, you and Dale Jackson, I thought it was all great. And actually, I found my big takeaway was a lot of y'all were right on different levels. I think the material, every right to publish it.
Every right to publish it.
And I think I agree more with Dale that the campaigns can do what they want. This morning, for instance, I mentioned it. I just reported this is what's happened.
Gotcha.
And we'll see what occurs. But I think the last point here, y'all are very right that this is only the beginning, not just on this particular thread, but all the campaigns. And then you add in super PACs. Yeah, it's going to get nasty. Such nastiness.
It is going to get nasty, which is scary and sad at the same time. All right, we're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, Chairman John Wall of the Alabama Republican Party. Back in just a moment.
Listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. You can follow her on social media at April Marie on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to follow and like News Talk 93.1 while you're there.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Poarch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama. Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices and the bill did not pass. But the Poarch Creek cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Poarch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Poarch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Viagra is available in generic form, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED for a fraction of the cost. And Hims makes it extra affordable. The generic form of Viagra has the same active ingredient, but is 90% cheaper. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/radio. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to medical providers online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. Then a certified pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It looks like we are locked into a string of very chilly days and cold, sub-freezing nights. Today, high temperature will only make it up to about, well, the low 40s. But that northwesterly breeze at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting higher, will make it seem colder. Tonight, I think the winds come down a bit, but the overnight low temperature falls below freezing. We'll end up around 28 by morning. Saturday's high temperature in the mid to upper 40s, but lots of sunshine. Low Saturday night, 24. And Sunday will tease 50 degrees with more sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon. Before we get to our next guest, which is the current chairman of the Alabama GOP, the Alabama Party, ALGOP Chairman John Wall, we are going to do our Sweet Creek drawing. Do I understand that correctly, Joey?
Yes.
Yes. All right, let's do it. For everybody who called in this week, put your name in a random number generator, come up with a random winner, and Joey's going to do that now.
And the winner is Walt.
Walt, you are the winner of today's Spoon Creek drawing for $60. Get to go out there and visit Reed Ingram and his lovely wife, Karen, and all the chickens. Okay, I just want y'all to know, if you go out there to see Reed Ingram, tell him that I mentioned him before the chickens this time. Sometimes I mention the chickens before him, and he thinks he's come second to the chickens, which he kind of does, maybe to the goat at least. But you see what I'm saying? Goats, chickens, then Reed. Lovely Karen, more important than all of them. John Wall on the line. Hi, John. Save me from myself.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on the show today.
It's very nice to meet you this morning. So for those of you unfamiliar, John Wall is a relatively new chairman of the ALGOP. When did you take over the joint?
So I took over end of last February. So it's been about 10 months.
Ah, how's it going so far?
You know, I really like it. One of my passions is, you know, I kind of come from the grassroots side of the party. So one of my passions is, you know, fighting for the rights and the freedoms and the values for the people of Alabama. I'm one of them, and I believe in fighting for those principles that the Republican Party is founded on. So I love my position as chairman.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background before you became chairman of the GOP, the Alabama GOP. What, you were a business owner?
Yes. So I am, by trade, I'm a leptozoologist.
That's not a word.
It is a word. It basically means, if you want to boil it down, it basically means, but in everyday life, I am a butterfly farmer. I raise butterflies for zoos and exhibits around the country.
I have a friend that does butterflies, but he does it because they're, I guess there are certain types that are harder to get. Is that right?
Yes. There's a lot of conservation efforts, especially for some of the more endangered butterflies. And yes, there's a lot of, you know, smaller growers or just conservationists who will raise butterflies for just conservation.
Interesting. And how long have you been raising butterflies?
Oh, since I was three.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well,
honestly, it was something I was born with. I love nature. You know, I love the outdoors. Was always interested in butterflies and just, you know, as a boy growing up on the farm, that's what I did for fun.
So tell me the technical name for what a butterfly farmer?
A leptozoologist.
All right, there you go. Learn something new every day. We are in the midst of qualifying. For those who don't know what qualifying is, tell our listeners what qualification is, why you have to do it, and what the process is.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize kind of how the legal process works with elections. So once a candidate actually, you know, they'll announce, they'll say, I am running for this office. But until they actually qualify with the party, whether it's the Democrat or Republican Party, until they qualify with us, they're not technically a candidate who will appear on the Republican primary ballot until they actually qualify with the party. So We always joke, you can say you're running, but until you actually qualify with the party, you're not really a candidate.
You're just pretending. All right. Now, we're in the process of, we know that you have to file documents with the Secretary of State. Which comes first, filing the legal documents or coming to see you guys, or does it matter?
So, and it all depends on when you announce and what you do. So the Secretary of State's requirements have nothing to do with actually you running on a ballot with the Fair Campaign Finance Act. It's about what money you raise. So if you say, hey, I'm running for this office, and once you raise or spend over $1,000, whenever that point is, after you announce, then you have to file with the Secretary of State. And that's just to keep track of where your money's coming from and where it's going, so it's public record. With a party, it's just we open a qualifying window where you have to qualify. If you want to appear on the Republican ballot, you have to qualify with us between January 4th and January 28th. So you could technically announce your candidacy, not raise or spend any money, and not file that with the Secretary of State until you filed with the party in January.
Got it. Okay. Now, you have been there, not for everybody, but for most of the candidates. I wouldn't ask you to speak to any particular candidate or race, but are you enjoying getting to see and meet the people who are running for election? Do you think we've got a good crop of people this election cycle?
Oh, you know, absolutely. I love to meet new people. Always enjoy, especially, you know, when a person decides to run for office. That's a big commitment in their life, and it's a big decision. And I always tell a candidate, thank you for wanting to be involved, thank you for running, because it's a hard decision and it's a big change in their life. And so no, it's an honor. So many conservatives, so many true American patriots that have qualified to run for office, and I'm always excited to meet new ones or get to know ones that I've met before a little bit better.
All right. Well, one of the things we count on the party for, beyond just qualifying, is in the general elections, you stay away from the primaries, but in the general elections, making sure the conservative candidate, the Republican, not just conservative, the Republican candidate wins. Are you thinking that that it's going to be a good year all around for Republicans across the state?
No, absolutely. And I can kind of address what you were saying there. You're correct. The party, we see ourselves more as the referees in the primary. You know, we're here, we support, you know, we're here to for your support for everyone, whether it's questions about qualifying, helping a candidate qualify, the process, what forms they need to fill out. And we're the referees of the game, if you will. But yeah, once we get past the primary, our gloves come off, and we are very much looking forward to the 2022 election cycle. We're going to be fully engaged. We're gonna win some of these races. We have got a lot of great candidates. We're gonna be committed to winning. And as well as here in Alabama, we're also going to get involved with some U.S. Senate and House races across the country, where we'll send boots on the ground, you know, volunteers from Alabama to help win back the House and the Senate. And be part of taking back America.
Interesting. Well, that's one of those things, and we're going to hit a quick break here, but when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about Alabama has made itself known, especially around the Southeast, with the strike teams that have gone out. Would love to talk to you about that and what people can do to get engaged with the party. And then we'll talk just for a moment about some of the pieces of legislation here in Montgomery during the regular session that you have weighed in on. If you are just now tuning in, you are listening to Strike Talk with April Marie. Chairman John Wall on the line, and we'll be back in just a moment.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best. A good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Those who are just tuning in, April Marie Fogle here. John Wall on the line. Today is Meatloaf Day. Not to be confused with the cafeteria food, but our rest in peace, Meatloaf the artist, died today. John Wall, were you ever a Meatloaf fan?
I was not.
Yeah, you're adding to the long list of people. I was a Meatloaf, just particularly this album. But I'm finding a lot of people are like meh about Meatloaf. Well, let's talk a little bit. You mentioned Alabama. You know, Alabama is very red, with the exception of the fluke that was Doug Jones getting elected, which we hope to never happen again. Democrats just aren't getting elected statewide in Alabama. But we have a lot of resources in time, talent, and money that can help neighboring purple places. Alabama has been known to send strike forces. Usually it's the ladies organizing it to other places. What else are y'all doing? Tell us about these grassroots efforts you're working on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I'm super excited about this because we have for years, Joan Reynolds, one of our party leaders and wife of our national committee man to the RNC, Paul Reynolds, he's been heading up the strike force where, yes, she'll take volunteer teams to purple and states or districts around the country and help those candidates, win those key elections. Well, we expanded that. I had a vision, really wanted to increase that involvement, increase the Alabama Republican Party's work within that element, if you will. So we're going to get involved with financially, as well as with volunteers. Where we're going to go, we're going to organize here. We're so blessed in Alabama with our conservative state, our conservative people. And we're going to export that. You know, we have the manpower, we have the resources here, and there's no reason. Democrats are so good about moving that around, and we're going to take it straight back to them, and we're going to have Alabama be part of taking back the House and the Senate.
Well, and I know that our chances are very high of taking back the House, but we also have a great Senate candidate in Georgia right now, and so I think it's awesome to have and lend the resources. Let's go back to looking right here in Montgomery and at our own state house. There has been a call by many for the Republican legislature to be more conservative. Among the issues that are on the forefront this session is constitutional carry. You have taken a stance on this.
Yes, no, absolutely. So for me, this is the easy one because the party actually passed a resolution, the state executive, or Alabama Republican State Executive Committee passed a resolution in support of constitutional carry. And as well as that, this is a fundamental issue. You know, it's a constitutional right. The Second Amendment does still not be infringed. And for me, it comes back, it's really this simple. Can a government charge someone a fee for exercising their constitutional right? And I believe the answer to that is no. You know, that is a citizen's constitutional right. They should not be charged a fee for it.
And so we're very supportive of constitutional carry.
What other issues, if any, has the party taken a stance on that's coming up this regular session?
You know, so we're always supportive of platform issues. You know, if it's pro-life legislation, obviously pro-Second Amendment legislation, election security is a big issue for the party right now. We're obviously not big fans of Common Core or CRT. And I'm really proud. You know, we saw several of these items be priority bills for the House caucus this year. Both constitutional carry was the House caucus listed as a priority bill, as well as a banning CRT bill that was going to be in the legislature. So I'm really excited to see what happens this session. And some of these platform issues are definitely always of interest to the party. We're going to support them.
That's interesting. I don't know why, but it seems that we know that the party puts out platforms. I haven't seen a lot of support in all of those platform issues, so I think it's great. Part of your support, will you be in Montgomery? Will you be talking to the legislators, reminding the legislative leadership of the platform and what the those who are involved with the party, what they voted for?
Oh, absolutely. So I was down there last Wednesday for the second day of session. I've had a good meeting, actually met with both the Senate caucus and the House caucus. And I will definitely be back, you know, have a good relationship with a lot of the members and really enjoy working with them. Because at the end of the day, they're all Republicans. And we're really all, you know, we're all on the same side, and we all hopefully want to accomplish some of this conservative legislation. And really right now, the most important thing is defend the people of Alabama and their rights and their freedoms from Washington, D.C., because it has grown out of control. The Biden administration has just lost its mind. And so it's so important that we have conservative leadership at the state level to defend people's rights and freedoms.
All right, perfect. Well, tell our listeners where they can find out more about you, more about getting involved with the party. When you mentioned the state party platform, how is that platform decided, and how can someone who is listening become a part of that process?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first off, we always welcome people both on our social media, whether it's Twitter or on our Facebook at Alabama Republican Party on Facebook. Also on our website, we have our platform is on our website, and we welcome people to contact us through that, get involved, volunteer, and that is algop.org.
All right, what would you encourage listeners to do? We do have some independents and a few even liberals who listen, just so they can shout at me through the radio. What would you encourage if someone were to take an action today? What would you encourage them to do? Some of those first steps.
Well, I think always this priority, no matter whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, we all have the same desire. And that's for people to be healthy, safe, and successful. And I would encourage everyone to study the platform and study the ideals of the Republican Party, because limited government, freedom, the idea of the Constitution and defending people's rights, those are Republican principles, and they will lead to those. They will lead to all those issues where we agree we want people to be successful. Well, the best way is limited government. So I encourage people to study the platform, know why they believe what they believe, and be engaged in the political process.
All right. Well, thank you so much again, everybody. That was Chairman John Wall of the Alabama GOP. We will have him on more frequently. I really appreciate your time today.
Oh, no, I've enjoyed it. Thank you. And I'm looking forward to coming back on.
Thank you. You have a great day. All right. We are going to Walt. Walt on the line. He was this week's Sweet Creek winner. Hi, Walt.
Good. How you doing? I understand that was good odds today.
Yeah, you did a great job. You did a great job calling in. And the odds were in your favor, and you did win the drawing. Now, the catch and caveat here is you got to give us a call back whenever you get yourself over to Sweet Creek and tell us what things you found to spend your $60 gift card on.
Okay, I'll do that.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful weekend.
You have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Walt. We'll have to get John Wall back on and talk about those party platform issues and what he believes what he believes could be done to make our legislature and our lawmakers stay more with their the promises they make. Joey, do you have any big weekend plans?
Nothing huge. I mean, the usual.
Cutting up, carrying on, writing music?
Yeah, I've written a bunch of songs. I just need to sit down and record them. That eats up a lot of time. Like, that's a time warp. I'll look up and it's 3-4 hours later. Because you can massage the production and the mix and all that stuff. But I got to write and probably see my grandfather and I don't know.
All right. I am going to, we've got a birthday party for one of the kids' friends. And then generally, you know, just doing what we do on the weekends. The new bike is a big hit that Snugs got for her birthday. And so she's been insisting on bike rides no matter how cold it is outside. So we'll probably have some bike riding and we'll see what kind of trouble the boys can get into. You know, it's I feel like it's been a long week, and you know, not just politically, but just in as life goes with children, it has been a long week this week.
Yeah, but it's been a busy week politically, and a lot of news.
It was a lot of news, and I want to go back to it. By the way, what you said before John Wall called, which is. Yeah, I believe everybody has the right to write or say what they want. As a matter of fact, there used to be a radio host on the station who said some things that I would never in 10 million years dare say, but I did defend their right to say it. I will defend people's right to say what they want. My take on this is, and I know you weren't taking a stand on this for or against, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Well, sure.
There's a lot of things I could write and post on AL today that I just wouldn't.
Right. And it's usually not my style either. I kind of prefer to be above it all, so to speak, though I'm not really. And it plays into this idea that it's going to be up to any voter, whatever they please. They can make up their own minds at the end of the day. Bring your own yardstick, so to speak.
Yeah, and that is, at the end of the day, why this level attack matters is because today we're talking about this, but there is a very high likelihood that that intentionally misleading headlines or stories end up either in a mail piece or a TV commercial or used in some other way as the basis of a hit later by another third party group. And voters won't have time to get the information. They won't have time to really look it up. And it's just a absolutely horrific attack. So that's why I've spent so much time on it. We're just about ready to head out for the weekend. We're going to turn the mic over to Greg Bedell and the lovely Rosie. Joey, when the lovely Rosie gets there, is she there yet?
The lovely Rosie, is she here? I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, will you tell her that earlier today I decided to put her in? Oh, I decided to put her in charge of our gang.
Oh, you're now in charge of the gang, Rosie, the radio gang, or another word for it, since that's now offensive, is the family. Rosie runs the family.
Rosie runs the family. We took a vote, and Rosie is in charge of our gang. And those who haven't met Rosie,
if you think I'm bad with my paddle, when she takes that baseball bat, and then you know, we wonder why she has all these cats. It's not just because she loves them.
You are around to keep me out of trouble, and she's around to keep Greg Bedell out of trouble. And if you guys can imagine what it would be like to have Greg Bedell without Rosie, yeah. All right, everyone. All kidding aside, love you all. Thank you for another great week. I will be back again Monday. Till then, stay out of trouble.